Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and it is my pleasure to welcome Christopher Kopace, who will be speaking to us from Amsterdam. Christopher is the author of The Essence of Religions, A Glimpse of Heaven in the Near-Death Experience. Christopher's last book, Messages from the Light, is about the messages people received during their near-death experiences. A recent guest on Healing From Within, Dr. Evan Alexander, neurosurgeon, NDE survivor, and author of Proof of Heaven, wrote about Christopher. Christopher's refreshing and comprehensive analysis of major religions in light of the profound lessons from numerous NDE journeyers offers a rich new tapestry of understanding that I find most valuable. Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
And
that
welcome.
That is wonderful what you said there.
I'm glad you like it because it's the absolute truth. You know, as most guests, most of the people listening to this show know, Healing From Within welcomes authors and leaders who search for a clear knowing of our human and soul potential, also seekers of spiritual, scientific, and universal wisdom. And those intent on sharing insights into human and divine evolution, life and afterlife, and the interconnection of all life. Christopher, I'm happy to say you are such an individual and a seeker of truth.
That's nice that you say that.
your discussion of religious or spiritual concerns about what happens when we die is related to us by a small segment of the population who had what is known as NDEs or near-death experiences. Their descriptions really come the closest to telling us what death is all about. That and people like me, intuitive healers or mediums, are trying to share that information. So in today's episode, we will compare the fundamental elements of near-death experiences in regard to the five world religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. So please, Christopher, tell us something, share with us something about your amazing and varied life interests and work.
Well, the main thing that my conclusion is that the essence, the real essences from religions, we can find in near-death experiences. And so, but you really have to look at the real essences of each of those religions. But it doesn't apply the other way around. So if you look at all the essences of the near-death experiences, you don't find them in each of those religions. And maybe it's good if I give an example of that. And the most striking one is, I think, that in near-death experiences, people really feel that we are part of God. So we all have the light within us, or that we are part of God. The word God or light is a bit difficult for me. God gives you the impression that you're a Christian, but it's more than that. Huh? So we all have the light within us. And actually, the only religion that says that is Hinduism.
Mm-hmm.
There, in that religion, it says that we have one supreme spirit, and that spirit has its light within each of the people on earth. So everyone has a little bit of God within. And if you look at Buddhism, for instance, there's not really a God in there. There are many gods, but there's not one big God that covers everything. So it's not so much of a religion. It's more like a way of living. And if you look at the Judaistic tradition and the Christian and the Muslim faiths, there is a God that is outside of us. We are not part of that God. It is
absolutely
a person. So, and if we say that we have God within us, or that we are God, it is almost as if we are doing blasphemy. So in those religions, you understand what I mean?
Yes. Well, that's so why this show is called Healing from Within, because it is from this oneness or unity to all of life, this divine spark of life that is in each of us, that we come to know who we are, where we came from, where we're eventually going, and that we're an eternal force of life and light and evolution and expansion. And for me, it's hard also to use the word God, because I am a Reiki practitioner. I deal with universal energy, which is the entire life force from where everything emanated. And, you just said almost exactly the same thing. But what I wanted to say to our listeners is that you work very much in the physical world. You work at the Dutch Central Bank. You hold a PhD in economics.
Yeah, isn't that outrageous?
Well, this is the point. Lately on my show, I am getting many, many people, scientists, people in the military, people from a completely physical world indoctrination who are finding the spiritual component, which is necessary for us to have the best understanding of who we are and what this God force or source or divinity is all about. You've also published many scientific articles on finance, but you have maintained a strong interest in humanitarian issues. And I know your first book was based on the true story of how friends and family looked after a terminally ill AIDS patient. Now, you also saw him through the final stages of his life. Now, I was a hospice volunteer for 8 years, and there is a great deal of spiritual wisdom that comes to a person in the final stages of life and those supporting him.
Now,
how did you come to be the president of the International Association for Near-Death Studies in the Netherlands? Did you have a near-death experience yourself?
No, I didn't have one myself, but I was very much intrigued by the whole subject when I read the book by Raymond Moody in 78. And, when I read it, I thought immediately, this is true, because what these people, these NDEers, these near-death experiences experience is really the truth. And, one of the things that strike me when I look at near-death experience, when they talk about these things, these experiences, is that they feel a great interconnectedness between all people. And that is one of the things that also Buddhism tries to bring forward. There is no self. Self is an illusion. We are together. We are one whole. There is no dualism in world, like there is me and then there is nothing and then there is someone else or other people. There is a dualism. That's not the right way to think about the world. We are all one. And that is one of the main messages from people with a near-death experience. They say, we are so much interconnected that if I do something in the world, it gives a ripple effect throughout the world, and this act goes to places where I would never have been, for instance. So it's very important for us to do optimal things to increase the energy in the world, because creating positive ripples is something that is beneficial to ourselves, but also to others.
Do you know, as a medium, when I give messages to people and have messages from people in spirit, I express to my clients that we are helping those souls who are not having a in-body experience at the moment to evolve and grow and learn also. This is going along with the interconnectedness and the fact of the ripple effect. And I know one of the main reasons for writing your book was that you want this book to be used as a tool for reconsidering some of the dogmas of the five major religions. Some of the theory may be detrimental to human beings who want to really fully understand their religious and also their spiritual nature. So what might you say about some of the wonderful things of religion and some of maybe the restrictions or belief that hold us back from the evolution and the spiritual revolution that we're in right now at the moment.
Yeah. You know, in each religion you can find wonderful things really that are really very good for people to know. So, and I would advise people not to stick only to one religion and to have an open mind to other religions as well, because there is value in each of the religion, but then stick to the real essences of those religions. Like I mentioned before, the idea of interconnectedness in Hindu, in Buddhism, and the idea that we all have God within us, and that's in Hinduism, and the idea of love that it really emanates actually from all the religions, but especially from I think Christianity, because Jesus equates, and that's interesting, Jesus equates the love for God, because he's asked what is the greatest commandment, and then he says the greatest commandment is love your God with all your mind and all your might, but also love yourself like you love your neighbor. So he mentions these three entities, or how do you say that? So God, your neighbor, and yourself, and he equates those.
The Ten Commandments of Judaism, which came before, also emphasize that. Love your God as you love yourself.
Yeah.
And love your neighbor and everybody and everything. So all the
In Judaism, it is already there, but Jesus equates these two, and he brings these three entities as one whole. And that's interesting.
I think his purpose and his message was to help people go one step beyond the dogma and the word, to find a personal connection to God in prayer and meditation, in the way they served God and humanity. So he was just trying to help take the next step forward. I really do believe that. Now, you also say here, you suggest that NDEs, or near-death experiences, are really extraordinary, as they are. And many of my guests on the show, Dr. Raymond Moody, Dr. Eben Alexander, and Anita Morjani, author of Dying to Be Me, they have expressed what they have experienced. And most near-death experiencers relate much of the same information. And when they come back, their intuition and their ability to serve in a loving way is very much heightened. So can you tell us some of the main principles that people who have had a near-death experience discover?
Some of the interesting principles is that I think that everyone is important. I think that is one of the main things as well. We all have a task to fulfill, and there are no lesser souls on earth. Everyone is important, and no one is indispensable. And we all chose to be here on earth in order to do something or to work together. We have perhaps an individual task, but we also have a collective task. So I think that is something that people should realize when they see other people on earth. Everyone is important. Even the drunk in the street that lays there, or the president of the United States, they are both important. There's
absolutely
not one more important than the other.
Absolutely. Everybody is from the same energy, the same essential DNA. When you go beyond this planet and this life, there are no religions and there are no races, and there's barely any gender, I believe, and everybody
and
is
the
just...
the light or God is much greater than any one of the religions.
Absolutely.
If you are really immersed in one of the religions, then you tend to forget about that, because religions most of the time have the feeling that they have some kind of monopoly, and
And Christopher, the day that we realize and merge the religions, because they all seek the same connection to this beautiful, peaceful, quiet, happy, out-of-body experience and oneness with Source, the day that happens, we will truly have heaven and peace on earth. Now, sometimes when a person has a near-death experience, I know beings of light are seen, and they all have a life review or an interactive experience with all the details of their life and even the people that they knew perhaps beyond this life and while in this life. And so it's a very remarkable special effect. You use that word, special effect, for what happens during that life review. You want to tell us something about that?
That's one of the things that really struck me when I did my research and I had so many interviews with people who had a near-death experience. Life reviews are really life changers for people who have had one. Not everyone has a life review, and the near-death experiences are not the same. Not everyone goes through all the same stages. But people who have had such an experience, they really feel everything, or they can feel everything they did to others, and they feel it very direct. They feel it as if it is done to themselves. Yes. So if you do something nice to someone else, then in your life review, you will be able to see that what you've done to someone else as if it's done to you. You are the one who is done to. And that's so direct feeling, and that gives you also the impression of interconnectedness between people.
And you know, let me share something with you. As an intuitive healer and an empath, when I work with people, I can pick up a disruption in their physical or emotional body, much like what you're saying in the life review. So if someone has pain in their heart because they've been wounded, a loss or a lack of fulfillment in their work or love area, I feel it. And it must be like that in a life review. And there are many, many people now who are becoming aware, because we are interconnected, we can feel without even hearing the words from another person when they're in distress, when they need support, when they need love. And that's how we...
And everyone can do that. Huh? Everyone is capable of doing that. You have the ability in a better way than others, I suppose, but in principle, everyone is interconnected with everyone else, and in principle, we can all feel everything. Like, for instance, when I know that someone is going to phone me, that happens to so many people, but it can be more than that.
It happens to everyone, just as you said. We all have this, it's a gift of intuition to maneuver this world, a knowingness to help us to be more joyful and healthier. And you're right, everybody has this. But we have to stop paying so much attention to our mind and our ego thoughts. They're important. We want to live a good physical life, but we also have to find time to tap into that inner awareness through meditation, being in nature, being of service, seeing the beauty and goodness in everybody and everything, even though nothing's perfect, no one is, and we never will be on this earth plane and in this sphere. But let's go back to something I found very interesting. You know, in Hinduism, it's hard to know whether Judaism or Hinduism, which was actually the first religion. They're both very ancient.
And they're very old. Huh?
Both of them. But regardless, that's not too important. But the Hindus, they like to say they have 330 million gods. But even though, you know what I think they're really saying? That each one of us is a spark of that god. So there's millions and millions,
millions I think so too.
Of little gods walking around us. So even though they say that, it's really a monotheistic religion. So I found it very interesting to learn about Dharma, which is, well, you actually said Sanatana
Dharma.
The best
way of living, the right way of living.
Yes.
Which is the right way of acting.
Yes, which is translated the eternal religion, but really means the eternal or correct conduct. You know why I found that so interesting? Because the Toltec shamans, the Mexican Toltec, they talk about this same connection and right way of behaving. in creating, in being co-creators with the God force or divine source or God, however we call
that. That's wonderful.
And I love that because I know it to be true, that we are the
co-creators.
Yes, co-creators. But co-creators of what? Love? Imagination? Art? Beauty? The best things that we can bring to this physical world through our spiritual gifts. So I kind of love that. And then you went on to say something that near-death experiences show us the greatness of Brahman and that we all have within what is called the Atman. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, the Brahman is the Spirit Supreme, so that's the... In fact, that is the one God, but the one God is so broad and so general that it encompasses everything there is. So it's, and that's, you said it just before. In fact, Hinduism is also a monotheistic religion. It's not a religion that has millions of gods. It is, in fact, a monotheistic religion. And, we all have an Atman within us, and that's just a word which means that we all have a spark of this God within us. And that's why Hindus think that everyone is a part of God. And that is also the reason why they, if they meet each other, they press their hands together and bow.
Oh, yes,
they bow for the God in you.
Yeah. Excellent, yes. And you can't reach this Brahman with the five senses. The only way to reach it is to see it with a pure heart and by a mind and thoughts that are pure. So it can be reached by meditation, yoga, an ascetic lifestyle, giving up some of the material ways of the world. And near-death survivors sort of know that the light is all-embracing. And I think you describe it like we are a part, small part, like a grain of sand is a human.
The beach, and the whole beach is then God. That's your lightning.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. But let's talk a minute about karma, which is another universal moral law, and it also has to do with many of the religions discuss how we need to live and behave a certain way so we can move past any restrictions or ways of behaving that stop us from being the best we can or the most divine, loving person that we can. So what can we say about how a man acts and walks in life? What can we say about that?
Well, karma is a concept that, in fact, it involves everything you have done in your life. It is it comes into your karma, and then the karma defines what your next life will be. And it sounds a little bit reminiscent to the life review we just discussed, but I think there is, in my opinion, there is a little bit of a difference, because a life review is just there to make you conscious of everything you have done in life or your position in life, and it's not, in my opinion, used to define your next life.
A life review is not used to define your next life, but the way you live and what you create with your thoughts in this life is what I believe creates our next reality. And we are doing that with every word, with every breath, and with every thought, and every action.
Every thing, or every thought, and every action we do has already an effect now. Everything we do creates a ripple.
Yes.
And those ripples are there now. And in the idea of karma is that it is enclosed in karma, and then it waits until you're dead, and then after your death it opens and it defines where you're going. But the idea of your actions rippling in universe now already, that is something that really speaks out of near-death experiences. So people with a near-death experience really say, well, it works already now. Everything you do has an effect. By the way, that is the reason why I think the current crisis is there. Just to make this a little sidestep, I think that the whole way of creating these mortgages in the beginning of this or 10 years ago was so much in a mean way, and it was on such a grand scale that all these little ripples came to become a big tsunami, and that is what washed away our economy. My view as an economist, but that's not really something that all other economists share with me.
Well, I share that view with you because I think the way we have been living and treating each other and the planet, and the dysfunction in and the separation in the religions and in families, and this extreme competitive world we're living in has created
a
ripple. Yes, and this is why we're having so many changes in the weather conditions and all the cycles of the earth. And the economy and the educational system and the medical system, it's exactly this, because we are going to have to come together as a unified humanity to work together to get back to the peace and well-being that this planet once had, but we have disrupted it with our thinking,
yeah,
with our actions, absolutely, and our karma.
Yeah.
I think they're very closely interacted. But, Christopher, I also like the term that you used, unattached action. That is, it says, the only way to be involved in tasks and action that binds us to the world. But then it gives us a solution to the consequences of being too attached. And may I read something you wrote that says this so well, and getting away from competition and the problems we have created can be shown in what you wrote here. And this is the quote. Do your work well, but renounce the fruit of it. Accept your task as a fact of life and dedicate its result to God. This is unattached action that will not hinder you in escaping samsara, the full surrender of everything you are and do for God. Extinguish I and mine, and then know that all beings and everything are one, a unity in diversity, no ill will towards anyone. You are compassionate towards everyone and not afraid of others. You don't cause trouble and treat friend and foe alike, untouched by respect and disrespect. You have the same feelings for pain and pleasure. You feel equal with blame or praise. You are content with your life, your lot. If all that is the case, you will shed all remaining karma, and you will have freedom. And I think that's where we wish to go. And that's what the near-death experiences and religions hope to show us. Even though they're slightly different, the outcome remains the same. So I want you to consider this.
Yeah, you know, that's a part of the Hindu belief that you can escape the cycle of rebirth and death and so in a few ways, and one of them is unattached action. So it means that everyone has a duty, everyone has a task. That is something that people with a near-death experience say. We all have something to do on Earth. We need to do that, and we have to try to do that with compassion. We need to.
I agree with you. That is the only
do that.
Way. Yes.
Yeah, and compassion is very important. And we need to dedicate ourselves to get that task done. But the problem with the task we all have a different task, is that the people with a near-death experience, when they come back to life, they know they have a task, but they can't remember it. So, and I think that's a good idea, because if they would remember their task, they would just rush away, do that task in the hope that they would die, because they want to go back again to that wonderful sphere that they just left.
So it is in the beauty of looking And in finding this remembrance of our soul essence and knowing that we only see a fraction of our energetic or soul life, that's the beauty and that's the mystery of life. And that's what we come here to find. So thank you, Christopher Kopes, for joining us today on Healing From Within and for writing The Essence of Religion, a book that explores the mystery and beliefs of the five major religions, clearly providing a concise and better view of how life and near-death experiences lead us to the most supportive way to learn more about ourselves in order to become more loving, conscientious, and divine beings. Religion has always meant to guide us in that direction, but sometimes has gotten lost in simply following the rituals and needs of the physical world, thereby forgetting the most important part of life, which is to find love within ourselves and for everyone and for every aspect of living, and to continue to expand and explore the miracles of our divine natures. So for more information and to purchase this highly comprehensive study of near-death experience and religious ideals, go to Christopher, and that's with an O-R, .NL. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and to hear worldwide leaders explore the possibilities for improving our individual human progress and the evolution and improvement of the world community, go to my network website, CherylGlick.com, WebTalkRadio.net, and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.